from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is It's Optional with Trey Wallace, Chance Collins, and Brendan Johns. What do you see?
Johns heeds it. They're bunched up in the end zone. It's tipped up. It's caught. It is caught. Juwan Jennings. Juwan Jennings.
Bob on, he just dumps it off for a first down.
Throws it, fakes the spike. In the end zone, touchdown. Whoa. Jordan Lasley. The legend of Josh Rosen.
Whoa, he has trouble with the snap. And the ball is free. It's picked up by Michigan State.
Knoxville hanging out at Elkmont Exchange today. It's March Madness, everybody. Having a good time down here with the crew. A couple folks already stopping by. I'm sure the big time games, once everybody starts getting off work, coming by and hanging out with the drive.
We got Grit
hanging out. We got Troy hanging out. And other people. They're here.
A lot of the station.
Yeah, a lot of the station. Yeah, we're not going to talk about some of them.
Why?
I don't know.
Cody's here. John's here. Some of his favorites.
Who do you not like to tear from the station? I mean, we're not on air or anything.
I mean, like, Davey kind of weirds me out.
Davey kind of weirds me out. Tanner kind of weirds me out a little bit.
Tanner, Marty Huggins, Carson.
Right.
Yeah,
you know.
Definitely.
Russell's kind of weird
Davey,
a little bit.
Davey just makes me feel awkward. Like, it's hard.
Well,
that's
because he's probably
because
he's a Duke fan.
Yeah.
It does
that
happen.
Makes me hate
like
him
that.
A little bit.
Scoring updates. We're having fun. 25-9. Son of a biscuit. John Reed over there with the remote control controls. 25-19. Auburn over.
Push,
no, they're not. They're down 12 with 6 minutes to go. Now 14. You can switch it back now. So, Ben, going back now and looking at what do you have there? What are you drinking on, Ben?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everyone needs to come down to Elkmont.
What is that? It looks really good.
Try out this. Delicious.
That looks really good,
delicious
actually.
Delicious Legion of Haze beer that they got going on.
Legion of Haze.
Legion
okay.
of Haze.
Right.
Right. And then you need to go to Beer and Food Weekly, and then
beerandfoodweeklyinfo.com. Okay.
And we're trying to advance Elkmont to the beer championships. All right, so come down, try out the Legion of Haze.
It's really good. Ben's sipping on the beer. Ben's drinking on the job.
Delicious. Delicious beer. Come on down. Try
right.
it out. Tell the people at Beer and Food Weekly how much you love it. Let's get Elkmont to the championship, and let's bring home another championship for a bar here.
I can take a sip. Before,
yeah,
I'm not,
yeah.
Just a sip while I drive.
Hey, everyone needs just to relax a little bit.
That's some good beer.
Yeah.
Legion of Haze, good beer. Come by and stop by and get a drink of it. Get a pint.
It's smooth. It's refreshing.
Get yourself some nice wings while you're here.
I had
the soy barbecue wings.
I could drink about four of these while I watch every single one of these games.
Right, and you'd be passed out right there
on
that couch.
I'll be laying on that couch here around the
He'll be here for
o'clock.
Tomorrow's games. Ben Lee will make it here because you won't have to leave here.
Also, Friday nights.
What's going on Friday night?
Date nights tomorrow night.
Oh,
when you can,
sweet.
When you come out and hang out with us, come have a date with us at Fox Sports Knoxville.
Absolutely.
Telecom Exchange.
We're good-looking dudes.
And you can come out and you can listen to the Frog and Dixie Toad Quartet.
I've actually
heard of them. Every Friday night. Every Friday night they play here at Elkmont, and we'll be here with y'all listening to them and watching the NCAA tournament tomorrow.
I have
night.
Actually heard of that band, that quartet. So that should be fun. Come back. Look, the brewery's so badass here. I'm sorry. This place is awesome. So we're rolling along here. So the news, you know, the main two stories, I think, starting off today, P.J. Washington out of Kentucky, who's dealing with a foot injury. He is in a cast, not just any cast, a hard cast.
And out.
I've already seen pictures of that. He is out for tonight's game versus Abilene Christian. Yes. And then also the other news, Tennessee defensive back Kenneth George Jr. was charged with battery of a police officer, resisting arrest with violence and resisting arrest without violence. Don't know how you do the same two at one time. I would love to learn that trick. And he was also charged with disorderly conduct.
That does feel wrong.
How are you going to get double wanged on that one?
Both resisting arrest with violence and without.
Right. Like, so what the hell's the difference?
Was it like kind of just like a hit and then he just kind of ran away? It's like, oh, you got me.
But it wasn't even that's the battery part.
Yeah.
But then the resisting arrest part with violence.
Now is that? Ooh, ooh.
Would be, are you trying to handcuff me and I'm getting away?
Yeah, I was making a second half push.
No, they're not.
41-52, 14-26 into
push.
The second half.
Okay, that's a push.
Yeah. Here
so,
we go.
A tip for all UT student athletes, stay away from Miami Beach, for God's sakes.
Or just don't punch police officers while you're there.
Well, that's a good point, too. I mean, I would agree.
I mean, I've...
I had a lawyer buddy that just said, give Kenneth George my info if you want.
He'll help him out.
And he's a lawyer down in Miami.
There we go. Let's get this man off the charges.
That's true. Okay. I'm texting him right now.
Just be like, yeah.
I'm texting him right now. He's probably still in jail down there. Just go to the courthouse.
Just go over to South Beach. You'll probably be able to figure it out. Hey, I'm looking for Kenneth George. I want to represent him.
Right.
You're
exactly.
allowed to do that, right? Like, it's like.
I think so.
Like, I'm trying to think of all this Law and Order special victims units.
Yeah, we don't need to know all
if
that.
If you aren't able to afford an attorney, we'll provide one for you.
Yes. Yeah, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be provided for you. Do you recognize these rights? I've not been read the rights before. I just know them by heart. Auburn, 28-19 lead over New Mexico State right now. My first pick upset. It's not looking good right now. It's only a 9-point game. First half, 4:41 left to play. Louisville, down right now.
10.
Down 10 to Minnesota.
4 minutes left. A little under 4 minutes.
Right.
74-64. That's going to screw up my round of 32. But I did have Louisville losing in the second round. So if they don't make it out the first round, it doesn't hurt me too much.
Okay, so everything's tending to look in and look out when it comes to today. The other upset, who's your other upset pick for tonight? I know you had one more.
Who else playing tonight? Because I'll be able to remember by the time slots for the most part. I've got Murray State over Marquette. Trying to think.
Well, T-Carp said it's the Miranda rights. Well,
yeah.
We know.
Yeah.
But thank you, T-Carp. I get it. So we're going to go. I'm going to go through this one for you. Vermont leading Florida State 7-4 early in the first half. I know you're not taking Bradley versus Michigan State.
No, Michigan State's in my championship.
I was just told battery on a police officer is a felony down there. So that's not swell. For Kenneth
is that from
George.
Your lawyer buddy?
That is from my lawyer buddy who is in Miami in South Beach.
Tell him it might be a losing cause. It might hurt his record as a lawyer. Let's just stay away from it.
I just texted back and said, is it bad? I'm sure I'll get a good answer out of
is
that
it
one.
Bad? Yeah, it's a felony. What?
Oh, man. Maryland.
Is that bad?
I was about to say Maryland. Belmont versus Maryland. It's afternoon 3:10. I like Belmont in that game.
I feel Maryland.
Like I'm still going to stick with Belmont.
I have Maryland. I like Belmont, and I do appreciate the coach obviously having the Knoxville ties and apparently he was I heard Russell talking about on the drive yesterday. He was second on the list behind Konzo whenever we hired Konzo.
Yeah, Joe Rexroad wrote that. Great guy. Good article.
I've been burned by Belmont too many times. I try.
How? They haven't been in the tournament that much.
Every
what
time,
are you? Are you a degenerate gambler that
I
don't know
man.
About?
No. I don't have the money to gamble. I wish I did.
Okay.
Because
I've had your credit card for a week now.
Every time Tennessee schools get
into the
tournament, I try to back them. Like, I try to be the home state guy minus Vanderbilt. Screw Vanderbilt.
Did you take MTSU over Michigan State?
I did take MTSU over Michigan State that year. Okay. Yeah. Especially because I had watched MTSU for like a long time. My siblings went there. Two or three of my siblings went to MTSU. So like, I kind of followed them, and I was like, yeah, like they have a good program. They've won 25 games 4 years in a row and gotten left out of the tournament.
Right.
They're going to be good.
Sure.
And so, like, whenever they got in, I was like, yeah, I'll pick them just because, like, I trust that they're a good team. I don't think they'll actually beat Michigan State. But then
it happens.
But
it happens. No, and the other – I'm taking Belmont. The other game, Northeastern versus Kansas, nobody cares. Kansas should win that one. Now I picked Marquette over Murray State tonight. I think Marquette's going to be able to score more points than Murray State. I don't know about – look, Jamon's only going to be able to take this team so far. Just my personal opinion. Murray State has one good other shooter. Marquette is a three-point favorite in that game tonight. Now, here's the interesting one, Ben. Florida and Nevada in the West region in Salt Lake City. Nevada's a 2.5-point favorite. That one's going to be a game that I wish I could watch. But it's going to be very interesting to me to see how that turns out, because can Florida shoot the ball, and can they keep up with Nevada?
Nevada by 7.
Okay.
Nevada by a couple possessions. I think they'll be up and just be able to, you know, get the fouls and move on. I think Nevada's, you know, big two are better than any of Florida's. Like, I think they just match up well.
Looks like somebody's going to be losing some wow. Okay, Louisville banks in a 3. They're down by 9, 2:44 left in the game against Richard Pitino's Minnesota Gophers.
Come on, Louisville.
Who's Rick cheering for in this game? His players or his son?
Murray State's got 4 guys averaging over 10 points a game.
Okay, that's 10 points, okay? Let's not get ahead of yourself.
I mean, Ja obviously at 24, but then, you know, right, they got Shaq at 13, Tevin Brown at 11, and Darnell Coward at 10.5.
Okay,
and they're all averaging over 5 rebounds a game.
You keep smoking that. 28-22, Auburn over New Mexico State. They're going back and reviewing the Louisville three-pointer. Doesn't look like it got out of his hands. I can't tell from here. That would have put them within 9 points under 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the game.
It is a fraction of a frame between his fingertips and the air.
This is going to bust some bubbles real quick. This is going to be one of those bracket busters.
As if it's legitimately, can you see, is his fingertip literally still touching the ball on the release?
They're going to figure it out. They're going to figure out. See Nall Wofford tonight.
Ja Morant averaging 10 assists.
I don't know
as well.
Why the hell you're going back on freaking Ja Morant.
He'll be the first player in NCAA history since 1983 to average 20 and 10 in a season.
Haven't got a text back from my buddy. I said, is it bad?
Is it bad?
My lawyer, buddy.
It's a felony.
It was actually battery on a police officer, corrections, and firefighter.
Oh, man.
I think they maybe just lumped them all into one. They didn't know who it was.
Some sort of public.
Yeah.
Not figure.
Happened at 6:50.
7 o'clock in the afternoon. Happened in the evening.
3:21. That was today. So it happened at 6:50 this morning.
Okay, that makes more sense.
6:50 this morning.
6:50 in the evening. That's a hell of an afternoon.
Do you know what kind of night that would be if you're out at 7 o'clock in the morning in South Beach?
Oh, I do know.
Good Lord. These young kids nowadays.
If you're out there drunk wandering the streets at 7 a.m., you had a night.
If you're that bad, shouldn't you already be in the hotel room?
Was he walk of shaming?
He could have been.
Was he walking home from another hotel room?
He was booked at 6:50, so it probably went down around like 5:30-ish. It's a long night in South Beach.
He's like, yeah, I don't want to stay here.
I'm going to dip out. Shouldn't have hit a police officer. That's on him. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about more of the games going on, get some of these reactions to the stories coming in today, especially the P.J. Washington. The call on the field stands. It is a three-pointer, reportedly, on Twitter. Hell, I don't know what it says on Twitter. Louisville with the shot.
Shout out to ESPN for having the bracket update say, your bracket has a pick in danger of losing. Yeah, thanks, buddy. Thank you.
Oh, is that what it says?
That's what I just got the alert. Your bracket has a pick that is losing. Thanks.
Well, you're screwed then. Okay. We'll come back on the other side. We'll talk more about this. Maybe pop somebody else on from around here who's hanging out with us today at Elkmont Exchange. Come do it. Fox Sports Knoxville.
Night stands. Yes, I did. To disco down and check out the show.
Dave.
Knoxville. Running along here. Minnesota up 9. I'm going to go ahead and call blouses on this one. Minnesota up 9, going to upset Louisville. First game of the day.
LSU.
What's LSU doing?
Only up 7.
Only up 7 on Yale.
They've
okay.
came out. They've started knocking down some shots under 10 minutes, 57-50.
LSU up 7, under 10 minutes to go on Yale. We've got Auburn up 30-26 right now on New Mexico State. Got a couple close ones here. I'm digging it. I'm digging it. Some good basketball today so
Yale
far.
Yale so far is outscoring LSU 21-12 in the second half after scoring 29 in the first half.
Wow. Okay, so they are rolling.
They're getting hot. 52-59. Let's go!
You really want that one to go down, don't you?
I still hate LSU for, one, being able to cheat and steal our regular season championship. And two, I just don't want to see anybody else win but us.
I'd like to see Auburn get beat in the first
round. I want my bracket to do well now that I've committed to the one bracket that I've turned in so far. Well, I guess it's the only one I can turn in now that they're locked. But I am fully fledged this one bracket that I put in for Nathan Odom.
For who?
Nathan Odom.
Nathan. Okay.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Used to run the website.
Yep. They tried to make a comeback. Did not work. Louisville's going to end up. It's 30-29 now, Auburn. 30 seconds to go until halftime. I'm telling you, things are getting interesting now with the Auburn Tigers.
They'll come out in the second half and start banging in threes and just piss us all off.
When Tennessee took the stage at the press conference a little bit ago, the moderator called Tennessee Texas. Said, "Welcome to the stage, Texas."
As you can see, we have a record showing from Texas.
Tennessee.
Congratulations to the moderator for the NCAA tournament in Columbus, calling Tennessee Texas as they took the press conference stage today.
I mean, you get used to seeing Rick. Texas for 16 years, it could probably get confusing.
No, it doesn't happen. No, you show respect to
still
the man.
Still orange, still a T.
Right. Bruce Pearl is about to lose his freaking mind. Live on television. About to lose his mind. Here comes my cup of coffee. Excited about this one. I really am.
What?
I'm about to drive 5.5 hours. I got to get some energy.
You are so old.
No, I'm not old. I got a nice cup of coffee.
Cup of coffee?
It's better than stopping at Pilot gas station for coffee.
That's true.
That's right?
True.
I feel like I'm in like England right now and I'm pouring my little cup
that
of
is
coffee.
A nice, that is a nice creamer little jar they
Thank
brought for you.
Thank you to Elkmont Exchange, who has been putting on a fantastic time for us today out here. The whole crew's here.
And they're just hosting us like we're VIPs.
If you would like to come meet Bear, come out and meet him starting at 3 o'clock today. He will be here live with Russell Smith.
Or you can come meet us in the next 40 minutes or so.
No, don't come meet us.
We'll be posted up. You know, like I said, I've been drinking the Legion of Haze.
The Legion of Haze is really good, actually.
Best beer we got here. And then you need to go and fill out from food. Beer and food info.
Beer, there you go. Get it right.
Beer and food info. Advance Elkmont to the championship. Let's bring another title back home to Knoxville.
Actually, you know what? I've been here twice, and the food is really good.
Yeah.
The beers, they have so many different beers.
We came here last year for the tournament, and it
became this is not just a cheap plug either. Like, I like the beer here.
Yeah, it became one of my favorite
spots.
And I
don't drink beer.
Really?
And I like beer.
Are you like John? You guys both just stick to liquor?
I think it tastes like piss.
You don't like beer, like, period at all?
No.
Not even the nice ones?
If I get a nice one, if I get a nice IPA or a nice, you know, something along. You know, I grew up, like, drinking Newcastle, and then I had to start moving up to the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If I get a nice one, yes, absolutely.
No, yeah.
But I won't Miller Lite, Coors Light, none of that. Bud Light, no.
I had a serious problem my beginning of college. Because,
did you?
Yeah, because I hate to say this, but my dad and I, basically, he would kind of let me drink beer at the house from the time I was essentially 17 years old or so. So I was always drinking nicer beer, you know, like he only bought the better stuff.
Your dad provided you the good stuff.
Yeah, so by the time I get to...
We're going to let his son not get the good stuff.
My senior year of high school, going into college, you know, I'm drinking with my friends, and we're buying Natty Light, Natty Ice, and I'm like, good God, this is awful. Like, I'm just not, you know what, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
No, I had to work my way down to be able to
the
drink,
crappy stuff.
To be able to drink that, because I was like, I'm just used to drinking, you know, Blue Moons and Corona or something.
Can I get an update on the LSU game, if you don't mind?
Yeah, let's
go to the official update table with Ben Lee on the LSU versus Yale game. Ben, go.
7 minutes and 27 seconds left in the second half. LSU currently leading 61-54, but... Yale is hot right now as they've scored 25 second-half points. Again, I say they scored 29 in the entire first half. Yale.
Some breaking news coming out of the NFL regarding Kaepernick. According to the Wall Street Journal, the NFL paid under $10 million to settle the Colin Kaepernick, Eric Reid grievance.
Under $10
million? Remember when everybody, when it first came out, they were saying, oh, they had to pay Kaepernick $50 million.
Yeah.
$60 million to keep him quiet. They paid him under 10.
Him and Eric Reid.
So I'm sure Kaepernick got 7. Reid takes the other 3.
2.5. Under 10.
Think about that. Think of all the people blowing that up, saying, they made $40 million from the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, like.
You made under 10.
A lot of people, and it seemed believable because, like, you felt like they had they had to kind of pay out, like, what he felt he were. They could show that he was stricken, I guess, not being able to play.
Yeah, agreed.
But, man, less than $10 million. Like,
and see, everybody thought that this was not going to come out either.
Did their lawyers just absolutely obliterate him in the case? Or did
I'll say this.
Or did they just say, like, yeah, like we'll just take
the
money?
They will receive less than $10 million to settle grievances with Lead, according to people briefed on the deal. The confidential agreement was widely celebrated as a victory. But the settlement is far less than the tens of millions of dollars Mr. Kaepernick would have likely been owed if his grievances had prevailed. So he settled. I mean, we knew that he settled, but he settled for a lot worse.
Yeah, usually when you settle, you feel like you're taking at least like...
He could have been awarded $90 million from the ruling if they would have...
Gone and won.
Yeah. So now you have to start and think, did he actually 10%? Have a case?
You took less than 10%.
You take less than 10, split that between 2, how good of a case do you actually have?
Oh my God.